Food and fuel prices. Welcome again, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. There's still a lot of concern over the skyrocketing fuel prices and the rising cost of food worldwide. And while some are blaming the emergence and increased production of biofuels, some analysts continue to say that's only a tiny part of the problem. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Biofuels production, is that the villain in the huge run-up in food prices worldwide? Administration officials say it is having an impact.
But we believe it is a small impact.
At the White House Monday morning press briefing, Deputy Press Secretary Scott Stanzel even had slides to prove it.
Over the last year, food prices have increased about 43% around the world. And about 1.5% of that is due to an increase in biofuel production. The other vast majority of that is due to things like increased demand or increased energy prices or weather-related problems, say in Australia or in Eastern Europe, problems with wheat production, as an example. That's driving up the price of those commodities.
Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer says we need to go full steam ahead on biofuels. He says if we just replaced a quarter of imported oil with biofuels,
it would double farm income.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says renewable fuels are getting a lot of the blame, but not any of the credit they deserve.
We are proponents of ethanol and the renewable fuel standard. Because of the RFS, fuel prices have decreased by as much as 15%, according to studies, saving the consumer more than $50 billion in lower fuel costs. Or said another way, if ethanol and renewable fuels were not in the equation, gasoline prices would be 50 cents a gallon.
Farm Bureau analysis shows that the cost of energy is clearly the number one factor driving domestic food prices. 44% is due to the cost of energy. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.